back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking A, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fringe, back with another episode of the Shadowless Podcast, the very first one of May 2022. We're officially in May now. We have made it.
It's gonna be May!
Hey, I think the day this goes up is May the 4th, which is the Star Wars Day, because it's May the 4th be with you. That's exciting.
Yes, but then there's also Revenge of the Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can't forget that one.
And then there was Cinco de Mayo.
Revenge
of the Fist. Oh, I see. We could have multiple. Yeah.
May the 4th is like the main one, and then like, you know, it kind of branches off into like Revenge of the Fist type of
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Revenge of the
Fist? No.
Jordan, you've heard of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's Return of the Sixth.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Now you're making things up.
Look up Revenge of the Fifth.
I don't want to. I'm going to.
You'll see it on there. You'll see it on there. It's a thing. Okay. Maybe it's one of those like, I don't know. I don't know. I've just heard of it. That's all I'm saying. I've just heard of it, okay?
No, I see it. Some recognize the day after May 5th, or day after May 4th, May 5th, as Revenge of the Fifth, a play on Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I get it.
That is true. That is true.
They celebrate Sith Lords and other villainous characters in the Star Wars series rather than the Jedi. So I had to get that whole spiel out there just in case.
Well, thank you.
I
was wondering. We do have some Pokemon news to talk about this week. Yeah, Pokemon news. Pokemon news.
Yeah. This week?
This week. Absolutely. Pokemon Go, the TCG. Yeah, the Pokemon. Nice. Yeah, Pokemon Go cards.
Yes.
The Pokemon Go presents the Pokemon Go cards.
The musical.
Yes, exactly.
On ice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's
one
so
night
exciting.
Only.
Mm-hmm.
One night only. So we do know what it's going to be like, what the artwork is going to look like, what some of these boxes and stuff are going to consist of. So we're going to dive into that later in today's episode during the news discussion segment. And that's actually going to be a pretty big discussion because we got a lot of information behind that and a lot of discussion topics. And then also a little bit later in today's episode, we do have a special guest. Grace, also known as Mew Is Me, is going to be stopping by on the podcast to talk about her newly acquired Lugia car. And this is an actual Pokemon piece of history. This is not like a fan-made type of situation where, you know, like somebody, you know, decorated their car. This was something that was actually used to promote back in the day, along with the Pikabug. I'm sure a lot of people remember the Pikabug as well, the Pikachu cars that went around. The Lugia car is, I would say, a little less known than the Pikachu car, but it's definitely more rare than the Pikachu car,
for
sure.
That's so cool.
And Grace owns both of them, the Lugia and the Pikachu. So
she be cruising. That's so cool.
PT.
Yeah, I know. It's really awesome. So Grace is going to stop by, give us some history about that, and talk to us about the Pikabug and the Lugia PT Cruiser. And Grace is like a Pokemon historian too. Like, she knows.
I'm excited. I haven't been
everything.
To history class. I haven't been to history class in a while. I'm a little rusty. Did you guys bring your notebooks and your
I did not. I never brought my book.
Oh. Me neither. I
class.
Definitely would not.
The brain
I
is the notebook of the mind.
I just hope for multiple choice.
Jordan's very philosophical with his note-taking.
Yeah.
The brain is the notebook of the mind. Mm-hmm. Was I the only one who studied? Am I alone in this?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
100%.
I never studied one day
gosh.
In my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, see, here was my thing. You know, it's like the times I did bring the book, I got the exact same grade as the times I didn't bring the book. You know? And I was like, well, what am I doing here? Why am I carrying around this brick with me everywhere I go?
They're pretty
homework?
Heavy. Why did they... Why
More
did
like
they make the book
the start
so
of schoolwork.
That's fair. Well, they give you that like 1 hour a day when you're in like middle school, at least. I remember that 1 hour a day to like goof off or do your homework.
What?
Wait, no, yeah, we didn't get that.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, we for sure had that. I don't remember what
we
it was
had.
Called,
go to this class, like... go to this class, go to this class, lunch, go to this class, go to this class, go home.
Yeah, we literally did not have that at all.
It was in middle school. We didn't have it in high school, but it was supposed to be like a planning hour or something where you could like plan out what you were going to do.
We
like,
got 15 minutes of homeroom in the morning, and that's where I got my homework done. You know.
Yeah, before the bell rings.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'll have you know, I had like a 3.8 by the time I graduated. That's how I still did it. That's
not bad. I'll have you know that I graduated high school, so.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, props to us. Look at us. We're graduating.
Who'd have thought?
Someone buy me that Pikachu statue, because I graduated.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, actually, good point. Good point.
Yeah, we should buy that for you.
No, I have it. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you buy it?
Of course I bought them. I already went over this.
Sharpie out the number. Yeah. We talked about it because it doesn't make sense.
I have last year's and I have this year's. I have
think of something that you graduated from. Just like something random.
Do you plan on
your
getting
hair.
Those every
you graduated
year?
Graduated your hair. Yeah,
I don't
think
know.
You should.
Maybe.
At this point. Yes.
I think you're in too deep now.
Yeah, 2 years too deep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Doesn't make any sense, dude.
How did everybody's weekend go?
I didn't do anything. Literally, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I didn't do anything all weekend.
I feel like that's a lie, but that's fine.
No, I legitimately, it's like I slept. I like ate food and slept. It was really nice. Because the weekend prior, I was in Boston. The Hot Mess Express may have taken off one too many times from the station, and I needed a rest.
I saw it.
I was on it. Yeah, Jordan and I were both Hot Mess Expressing.
Choo choo. And now I'm still sick, but I'm here.
Yep, Jordan is sick. I am down with the sickness because I'm like so sick. You know what I mean?
Right. I still don't believe you did nothing over the weekend. I think that's a total lie.
No,
I feel like you at least went to like Trader Joe's or something.
I did not go to Trader Joe's. I didn't do anything.
Did you leave the apartment at all?
I went for a walk on both days. Just like, you know, just a nice day, my daily walk.
That's something.
You know?
Where'd you go? Where'd you walk to?
Around my neighborhood.
Do you put on headphones when you walk?
Yeah, I usually listen to music, and then I'll bring my camera and take pictures of the pretty plants and stuff.
Oh, what's you brought your, what's you brought on your Kirby playlist? Outside.
I got two. Wait, what?
Yeah,
there's two questions I have at the same time. Come on. You want to hear what's on my playlist?
Yeah,
I won't play it out loud, but let me get. Some all right, of the
song number one.
Somebody won't
tell
me.
Dude, I've been vibing with My Chemical Romance lately. To be completely honest, I don't have.
I
any
bet you. I now. Bet you have two songs on there.
Yeah,
My Chemical Romance, and I think Jordan and I can guess what both of them are.
What are the two songs?
Black Parade and Teenagers.
Wrong. Two more guesses. Both of them were wrong.
Helena.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This one song is one of my favorite songs of all time. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the song
Somebody
called
Dead. Told me.
No! It's called Dead! Exclamation point. By My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard that? You've heard that song, right? Dead? No?
I couldn't recall off the top of my head, but...
What? Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs ever. Well, give it a listen. It was on one of the Guitar Heroes, and I don't remember which one it is, and then I've been obsessed with it ever since.
All right.
But anyway, I've got a couple of Youngblood. I've got, like, half of Encanto on there. Ugh. Really nice. If you haven't watched Encanto, I'd recommend that.
We don't talk about Encanto.
Yeah.
What else do you got?
Talk about Encanto. I got Youngblood. I've got... You know who Max Frost is?
Nah.
You got the weird playlist going.
I really don't.
Shut up,
I was
dude.
Being honest. I really don't.
Yeah, no. Max Frost got a couple of good ones.
Mine's Head just all clouds. Jack Harlow right now.
Jack Harlow.
New album coming out.
I don't know
this Friday.
A single. I know of him. I know his music, but I don't know.
Everyone
a single
knows
song
his music. It's Jack Harlow.
I know. It's one of those. I just don't know the names of any. anyway, that's where we're at with our music taste. I did nothing this weekend. Everybody take it easy.
My question was, you brought Kirby out. It's not really a question, it was a statement, but I saw you took Kirby out for a walk.
I did. Kirby and I went on an adventure. And I got little baby Curb too, so now I'm gonna have to take little baby Curb out with its dad, Big Curb, in the back.
This is gonna become an issue, and people are just gonna know you as the weird person walking around with plushies every day.
Yeah, that's fair. My neighbors, they recognize and respect.
Have you met any of your neighbors?
Yeah, I have met one of my neighbors. His name is Reggie. He's got a lot of succulents.
Okay.
Okay. He one time randomly, like spontaneously, I was walking by and he gets my attention from like his driveway and he's like, "Hey, are you strong?"
I have succulents. Want to see?
I have never met this man, and he was like, "Hey, you strong?" And I was like, maybe." He's like, "Can you help me move my water heater out of my basement?" And I was like, "You know what, sir? I'm sorry. I don't really feel comfortable doing that."
Wait, did you say that?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I don't know this guy. He was a random dude asked me to help him move his water heater. But then we talked about plants for like an hour because he had so many succulents. Hey, want to see my garden? So I went and saw all the succulents.
Wait, really, so cool, you denied him help, but then had a full-on conversation with him afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I would have been like, I would have had like the awkward vibes for sure.
Oh, no, it was fine. I just didn't want to go into his basement, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the stranger danger thing.
Oh, no, I don't blame you at all. I would have said the exact same thing. I just probably would have not continued the conversation.
I was intrigued about the succulents. He had a lot of them, and I needed answers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, he ended up giving me a big old pot of succulents, big old bunch of plants. Shout out to Reggie. I hope he got his water heater moved out of the basement. He's still there to this day trying to move it.
You still didn't really answer the question.
What was the initial question?
How was your weekend?
On your playlist?
Oh my god. I feel like I'm like tripping through space and time. Why are you guys saying things at the same time? My weekend was great. That's what's on my playlist.
Hey, you know what? I met one of my neighbors this weekend.
Did you?
For the first time.
Yeah?
For the first time. I've lived in this house for 3 years, and this is the first neighbor I've ever met.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's
just... How spaced
just...
out are your houses?
I'd say they're decent. They're like a regular spaced out.
What do you mean regular spaced out?
They're
like
not
a
like...
subdivision, like...
No, it's not like one of those like newly built like neighborhoods where the houses are like really, yeah. Like everybody has their own yard,
okay.
Type of situation, like a good size yard.
You'd be like, "Hey, neighbor," and they'd be like, "Hey," from like
down
there.
It's like like that. But I mean, everybody's nice around here. It's just that everybody's kind of like doing their own thing.
Yeah,
that type of situation. That's the thing.
Their own thing.
What is it? You gotta ask. Hey, what is that? Your own thing you're doing over there? What is that?
I don't want to get in people's business. I'm not about that.
Say, "Hey, neighbor, can you help me move my water heater out of the basement? Are you strong?"
Psst, yeah, over here. Hey, over here. Behind the succulents. Psst, psst.
What are some nice plants you have there? Oh, me? Oh my god.
You strong?
You strong?
Danny,
that was his like.
Danny,
that was his. Danny. Stop, stop.
How was your weekend?
Dude, I feel like this is ASMR.
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. What if it was just like completely different? Like, "Hey, you strong? Cause I am." And then he like shows your muscles.
It's like a weird like opening statement. Cause I'd never seen this guy before. He's like, "Hey, you strong?"
Yeah.
Didn't like.
Yeah, check out these guns.
Did he like say his name at all first? Like,
no,
hey.
No.
I feel like his name is like Daryl.
Okay. His name is Reggie.
But like Daryl
could
fits.
Be Daryl.
Daryl fits that. I don't know. I just feel like.
Yeah,
Daryl.
You're right. That is a very Daryl thing to say. Hey, I'm Daryl.
Hey, you strong?
Hey, you strong? Because
I am. Yeah. And just runs away.
Kerchow. You have Lightning McQueen. Kerchow. Wow.
Well, you know what?
How was your guys' weekend?
I guess not as eventful as sure.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet Reggie.
Oh my gosh. Reggie was great. I heard somebody knock at my door, and I'm wondering if somebody knocked at my door.
It's Reggie. He's like,
yeah, could you imagine?
Hey, he's like, you on the podcast?
Yeah. I got some more succulents for you.
I mowed the lawn this weekend.
Nice.
Riding lawnmower and all.
Yeah, did you sit there, sipping an iced tea, shirt off, straw hat?
No.
Like, trying to get me riding dirty, trying to get me riding dirty, cruising like this.
It is kind of fun, I'm not going to lie.
Dirty. How fast that bad boy got up to, huh?
Oh, I crank that all the way up.
Yeah?
I go as fast as possible. At least 7 miles per hour.
Got a bad boy over here. Someone need to put the stop signs down. Put a speed bump out there. You know what I'm saying?
We have a little bit of a hill, so I gotta take it easy on that hill. You know,
mm-hmm. You grass drifting.
Yeah,
dude, drift, but in the grass. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? Wait, it's like screw.
Yeah, you could do it. It's grass. It's slippery sometimes.
It is. That's true.
That's really fun.
That's true.
That's really fun.
Hey. What did everybody bring to drink today?
Oh, drink?
Yeah.
Oh.
You surprised at the question?
No, definitely not me. I definitely brought things to drink.
All right, prove it.
I mean, you usually go first, so.
Well, I guess if I had to. I do have something to drink. I would like you to guess what it is.
I drink.
All right. V8.
This is your hint.
It's right, tea and mug.
Tea and mug?
Yeah.
I say V8 and mug.
It could be coffee.
Why would I put V8 in a mug?
So it is V8.
It's not V8. It's coffee. I've got coffee and mug. It is the fan favorite, everyone's favorite, electric unicorn. Pew, 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 pew. Which is, and that's where you hit the pew, pew.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't know you want me to do that.
Yeah, can you do it? Electric unicorn. Poop diddy scoop. No. Poop de scoop.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got a SpongeBob mug as well. Let me go grab it real quick.
No, you Uh-oh. Do not. So this is Fruity Pebbles flavored coffee. I think we talked about this. Fruity Pebbles flavored coffee. I don't know how they roast the beans to be like that.
Maybe just put some really Fruity good. Pebbles in there.
Maybe they just, roasted it with Fruity Pebbles. But then I put oat milk in it, and it really just adds the perfect amount of pizzazz. Legit, I took a sip of it this morning, and I had to, pause, and I was just like, oh,
Oh, it gives you that, that first initial sip is the relaxing sip.
Crazy. Yeah.
All right, Jordan, you're back. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
All right, so here it is. This is my SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a mug. That's a skateboard.
I thought you said skateboard.
For those of you listening, Jordan is holding up a SpongeBob skateboard right now. Just the deck, right?
Yeah.
No wheels. Where did you get that?
It's from this artist in the UK on this site, and I got it.
Jordan. I love it.
Yeah.
That was the most vague description ever. It was from this one person who does this one thing.
Yeah, you just described ordering a skateboard.
Yeah, from the UK. It's got the same facial expression, too, as my mug.
Is that an officially licensed situation or not?
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mine is as well.
I have one that's all Reptar as well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Jordan, do you skate?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah. He was a skater boy. I can cruise now. I can't do a lot of tricks when I have bad ankles because of it, but I used to. I used to nollie heel flip, tray flip, hard flip, dude. I used to go like off five set stairs. I did the nollie heels are fun. I could ollie real good. I could do a 360 pop shove it.
Yo, I could do that on those tech decks. You remember the tech decks?
Oh yeah,
they're still around.
Yeah, I used to cruise on those. I had the little skateboard ramps and stuff too, little rails ramps.
Yeah, I could do all of that plus more. When the PS1 was on, when I was playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater, and then when you turn it off, I couldn't do it anymore. So
we are the same. All of us, all three experiences are the same. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to learn how to skateboard though, for the record. So Jordan,
I'll teach
you a skateboard. Okay.
My skateboard's always in my car. When I was in Boston, I could have showed you.
Oh my gosh, could have gone skating in Boston.
Could have gone Boston.
You know, I think it was a TikTok where someone took the actual deck of a skateboard with no wheels and they glued a bunch of tech decks to the bottom of the deck.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like an awful idea.
I love it.
Did it work?
And it looked like it worked a little bit. Yeah, honestly.
Oh no, those poor little tiny plastic wheels can't.
That's hilarious.
All
right, Jordan, what do you got over there?
I got naked.
Oh.
Oh. What? Okay.
All right. Jordan. Oh. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Yeah.
That's naked.
Yeah, this is the protein double berry, 30 grams protein, naked protein juice.
Yo, how many proteins and juices are in there? How many different fruits are in there?
There's some bananas, blueberries, strawberries.
How many grams?
Count Chocula. We got.
How many grams in that?
How many grams of what?
Yeah.
About 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to get too specific with that stuff. I just need to know how many.
About 30.
Okay.
Aspartame, I don't believe so.
No.
It's got natural sweetener. Zero across the board.
Any caffeine?
Maybe.
There's no what? It's like a smoothie.
You don't know that.
Where would the caffeine?
It has fiber in it.
What if they put green tea in it?
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Green tea in your smoothie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got one of these.
Very nice. Right.
Very smooth.
That's a thick liquid that you've brought.
A thick liquid.
Maybe the thickest of liquids. The thick liquid. Sorry.
Please soundbite that. I think it's not liquid. That's this one.
Please. Show mercy.
I'm back with the one and only Zevia.
Whoa, the classic.
Dude, like we always. Got it. We got to change it up. You can't.
I did that the week Jordan wasn't here.
Yeah,
You had water. You should always have water anyway. You probably always have water.
Right here.
Yeah, see, so you just, like, had less than normal amount of liquid.
So, I will say, I am in the process of cutting back on the Red Bull, because I usually have one every morning, just because I love the taste of sugar-free Red Bull. But now what I'm doing is every other day I have a sugar-free Red Bull, and then on the other days I have a green tea and matcha.
Yum. Every day, matcha lattes?
I'm telling you, every day he just becomes a little bit more zen. You know, he's said the
I'm
hair
trying
is
to switch over
out.
to nothing but like green tea in the morning.
Whoa. Good vibes, brother. Good vibes only.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you gotta move out to Los Angeles with that. You drinking matcha lattes now? Soon it's avocado toast. Your hair's growing long.
Okay.
You're going to start surfing next, you know?
I do surf.
Organically sourced produce. You surf the web? Good one. Good one.
Ha! Got it! All right. On the count of three. One. A two. A three.
Ooh. Oh, that was a crisp one. Jordan.
What?
What just happened? What was that?
It wasn't me. I was drinking my naked berry.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Berry,
I thought I heard
protein,
something.
Berry, my thick weed.
Berry blast. Yeah, the thick weed. You got it. Okay. Oh.
Danny.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I liked it. So off the podcast, I had a really solid burp. And I wish it was recorded because I feel like it like outdid that burp, you know?
It didn't have the reverberation at the end of whatever was on your desk, but, you know, still
cool. I feel like that had to have been like...
Oatmeal?
Yeah, it might have been like literally, like a bowl of oatmeal with the spoon in it.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been that.
It was rattling.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan. Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
Can I ask you... What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And, in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, I listened to this one podcast that I wasn't a part of, and I heard this impression of me,
Have you ever had a dream that you had?
So, you know, thanks for that one.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
we have
there's
your back.
There's a couple items here, you know, popping up on the Pokemon Center.
Which ones?
Well, one of them, continuing that squishy plush line, there was a fourth that popped out of nowhere, a little extra friend that no one knew about. It's a Gulpin, a little squishy plush Gulpin, 20 and a half inches of Gulpin.
Wow. Yo, why'd they do his mouth like that, too? They really made him do the little fish mouth thing.
Where can I buy this? 7-Eleven? Because that's a big gulp. And
I see what you did there.
Thanks. What really caught my eye was, and we're going to talk about all this later, but the Pokemon Go TCG is officially up for pre-order on the Pokemon Center website. We got two items. The premium collection, which is $50. It has 8 packs. It has a Radiant Eevee and a pin of Eevee and a playmat all inside of there. And that's just the regular premium collection box for the set. And then the Pokemon Center Elite Trainer box of the set. So we'll have the regular Elite Trainer box, which is going to have Mewtwo on it. And then we have this one, the specific exclusive version of it, which also
is
Mewtwo related.
It's called the ETB Plus. That's cool. That's new.
I like that.
That's
yes.
fun.
$64.99 for that one.
Yeah, it's a little expensive there, a little price hike, but you know.
It is. But it comes with a good amount of stuff, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. How many 12 Pokemon Go booster packs?
12 packs, and they're not like small packs of cards. It's it's regular size amount of cards inside, but we'll talk about this later. The set itself, the Pokemon, aside from secret rares we don't know about in the set, kind of a small set.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we haven't seen every card from the main set yet, but...
We've seen the number at the bottom for the main set.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we don't know how much extra beyond that, because sometimes they'll put like 30 or double the size of the set extra.
Exactly.
So we just know that the core set itself, the main numbers are... It's treating it like a little holiday set. It's a little mini... Mm-hmm. set so far, but a lot of cool stuff to talk about all that later. I'd say the coolest thing this week is the new ETB, because it's exciting whatever this Go stuff is going to end up all being. So
now there's already also know. There's also some if I remember correctly like some sort of code for Pokemon Go inside of the Radiant Eevee box.
Oh really?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah. There's a code in there to unlock a reward in Pokemon Go. We don't know what the reward is, but...
My guess, a shiny Eevee.
Yeah. That would be my guess as well.
Yeah. That seems pretty like a cool idea.
Yeah, I like the tie-in of, you know, a Pokemon Go and the card game together, so...
It's a good incentive. People like Eevee.
It is.
They'll be like, oh, I can... Start Pokemon Go and have an instant shiny Eevee. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, and
this
even so,
is really cute too. I love
yeah,
it.
So the Radiant Eevee. If you're not familiar with the Radiant cards, they are shiny Pokemon. So the Eevee card is of a shiny Eevee, but then also the playmat and the pin are of shiny Eevee as well. So I think that was a smart move, making all the products shiny Eevee instead of just the card.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Did anybody order any of these two products?
Maybe not.
All right, let's go ahead and make our guesses right now. Danny, I'm gonna say you didn't order any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say Danny ordered the max you can of each.
Two very polarizing.
Jordan, I'm going to guess one of each for you.
I'm going to guess two of each for Jordan. I'm going to guess two of each for Nate.
Yeah. Okay. Two of each for Nate.
All right, let's go ahead and reveal. I did order two of each.
Wow.
Yeah, two of each for me.
Jordan?
Danny?
Oh. I did order the max of each. I got four of each.
Good move there, Jordan. Good move.
I know the operation, all right?
Well, see, my thought process here was that you wanted to order them, but, like, you forgot.
Oh, my gosh. I got sent the link a couple times. I was like, I have to get it.
They also released it way earlier than most. I got the alert that they were up at 9 a.m. my time.
Weird. Well, they're still up for pre... Like, you can still get them now.
Yeah, they haven't been out of order. They haven't sold out, but, like, usually when stuff goes up, it's around the noon Eastern time when they get put up on there, but it was 9 a.m. when they got listed on the website.
That's probably because the press release for it went out at 9.
That would make sense.
So, yeah, because I got the press release email, I think, around 9, so.
All right. For my big reveal, I pre-ordered one ETB.
Wow.
So I was close.
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, close. All right. Yeah, I almost didn't do the Radiant Collection.
Yeah, because a lot of the, like, if it's the exclusive stuff, I just go for that through Pokemon Center. And so that's why I pre-ordered just one of them. Now, I would have pre-ordered another one, but I don't know. I've just been getting one of each Pokemon Center drop, and I just have them all sealed next to each other. So I figure I'll just get one of these, put it next to it, and I'll call it a day.
That's fair.
And if there is a promo card in there, it's usually the same promo card that comes in the regular ETB anyway, so I don't need to, like, get two to open one to get the card out or anything.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, like I said, I almost didn't do the Eevee one, but then I, like, my mind got the best of me, and I was like, I know what's going to happen is, like, I won't be able to find the Eevee one, and I've just been like, why didn't I just order it? It was right there.
I've learned my lesson, because I feel like you can find cards at the store easier. They still, they, like, stop selling them at certain Targets around here, and I still haven't been able to find, like, any of the new
stuff. Hi, welcome to Target!
Hi! Yeah. All they have is half an almond in there. And
you know, I will say, for me, Target is probably the worst place to check for Pokemon cards. Like, they just, for some reason, they just do not last at Target. It's the only store they just do not last at.
That's, like, the only, like, chain big store like that that's around here that's all over the place. So it would be the one that I would go to.
And it's not like they're stocking anything different from the other stores. It's literally the exact same stuff. But, like, the Target, always empty. But literally, like, a Walmart a mile down the road this way, another Walmart a mile down the road the other way, both of them, shelves are just, like, completely stocked full of Pokemon cards. But the Target?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so weird. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know if somebody's just going to Target every day and wiping them out. Yeah.
It's one of the Target employees in your area that's just stealing all the cards.
I mean, every once in a while I'll find something, but it's a drastic difference compared to the other stores.
What?
GameStop's been on top of their A game.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop into GameStop.
Every time I go in there, they have a whole
like game stocked.
Yeah. I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Respectfully.
Other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot that went on Pokemon Center. I was checking to see if there was any restocks of anything, of like any plushies or any other TCG items. However, that seems to be about it for Pokemon.
The front page has a lot. They're celebrating the color green for some reason. Did you see that?
Hey, yeah, it's so they switched the landing page.
Green. Yeah, celebrate the season with plenty of green. And they literally have a bunch of green stuff that they have. So random.
Nice. You know what? They have a lot of my green stuff. Money.
Wow. That's true. Yes. Good one. Why are we full of just, like, jokes today? Good jokes. High quality jokes.
Oh, actually. Those are, absolutely high quality.
That's all you get.
Well, you know, that's it for the Pokemon Center this week. Mm-hmm. However, it's not the end of the podcast.
I think. Do I hear? Like, was this someone calling in?
Hang on. Let me see. I was trying to see if I had a phone sound anywhere.
I do have that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good old Barrett Letty. So we're gonna transition into the
transition,
the interview segment, and then after that, we're gonna discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. But we have to
transition. So don't go anywhere. We got a packed show. All right, we got a phone call with Grace. We're gonna talk about Lugia cars. We got news.
Yeah,
we may have an animal fact somewhere today.
Oh, perhaps.
Perhaps. Oh,
possibly.
I think it'll happen at some point.
All right. Yeah, let's...
Will Danny turn on their banana light?
Who
it's
knows?
On. It's lit.
No, it's
Who
not.
Who knows? All right. Let's do this transition here. And we are back from that awesome transition.
Incredible.
Here with the one and only... Grace, also known as Mew is Me 700 on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of the places. Certified, I'm saying certified Pokemon historian.
Woo!
Is what I'm saying. I'm officially saying it right now because when it comes to Pokemon history, you are the person.
Oh yeah, but only for like weird Pokemon history.
We love that.
But yeah. That's the best. That's the absolute best. We've been friends for a few years now.
Yeah.
I want to say 2018.
Yeah.
When we started talking.
Yeah, sounds right.
Sounds about right. I think. But tell everybody. I mean, just give everybody like a quick synopsis of like who you are, what you do, what you like to collect.
Hello, world. As Nate said, my name is Grace. I am according to Nate, certified Pokemon historian.
That's right. Absolutely.
I've been collecting Pokemon, oh my gosh, since 2010. So it's been a long, long time. But yeah, I specialize in like weird Pokemon history and promo events and all sorts of weird things that seem to have fallen off the face of the earth in terms of Pokemon. I have just such a fascination for these types of things that the internet seems to have forgotten about, especially when the popularity of Pokemon in the late 90s and early 2000s, back in the days when there was no easily accessible photos and video. And so my goal as a Pokemon historian is to try to archive these types of events and try to find video and photos of these events by basically asking the world for help. Otherwise, I do collect older Pokemon stuff. I only collect Gens 1 through 3, older vintage Pokemon. Just such a soft spot in my heart for those types of things.
All of us, yeah. We all grew up with that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I love promotional items and plush and all sorts of cool things like that. But what people find interesting about me is I don't collect cards. And I know, everyone like used
what?
To collect... I know.
You can do that? Wait, you can like Pokemon and not collect cards, huh? Okay.
And
I didn't know that. That's
crazy. I used to collect cards, but I think I stopped back in 2014. I think I decided to stop collecting cards. So sold everything off before prices went all up, of course, but
that's a lot to keep up with. You know, cards are a lot to keep up with.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Cards are cool, but I it is too much for me. And then I don't play the Pokemon games at all, which everyone also has a heart attack when I tell them that.
Wow.
I have never really had an interest in video games altogether. I feel like I just don't have the attention span for it. Definitely have an appreciation for it, but like if you ask me about anything game related, I'm not going to know like anything about it. Like I don't know like what types are strong against other types. Like I know.
Grace.
I know. I'm a historian for weird old things, not like games and cards.
I think, yeah, I think you're like the pop culture behind. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, you like how it Pokemon has worked its way into the culture with all
the
promotion.
The promotionals and marketing for it. Like, I don't have a degree in marketing because my college didn't offer it for some reason, but the closest thing I had was mass media communications, and so it is heavily focused on marketing, and I just have such an interest in how Nintendo created such a amazing franchise and how they promoted it. And to this day, Pokemon is the number one selling franchise of all time, which is just absolutely incredible to me that it's still just as popular as it was when it came out back in 1998 here in the United States. So
would you say, because I often say, and I think about this a lot, would you say it's more popular now than it was when it first came out?
It's hard to say just because, like, you know, I was a wee small one, you know, when it during its hype days in the late 90s. I don't know. I feel like it's probably died off a little bit, but in terms of, like, for kids, Pokemon is still very popular now, but I feel like a large portion of Pokemon's audience is, you know, us, like the
grown
older
ups
generations that grew up with Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think there was so much adults back then that were as into Pokemon as they are today. So
we've definitely hit that full circle situation where, you know, adults now passing it down to their kids.
Yeah, 100%.
I think we've kind of hit that, like, I guess you want to say Disney level. Everybody's enjoying it now. Adults,
teenagers, adults and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, Pokemon when it first came out probably wasn't so much as enjoyed by adults as it is today, so... And I'll be real, I think the Pokemon games are hard. I don't understand how, like, maybe I'm just a bad gamer, but, like, I think it's a very complicated game for a kid to figure out. I remember playing it when I was a kid, and I, like, could not get past the first gym playing yellow because I kept using Pikachu against Brock's gym ball rock type, so I couldn't figure out why I couldn't beat it.
That's a good point. They do not, like, for a kid, you're right, that's hard to explain. There's so many little pieces. Yeah.
What about Pokemon Go? Did you ever pick that up at all?
Yeah, I played when it first came out. But again, I don't have the attention span for games. So the only game I really liked growing up was, like, Animal Crossing, just because it's kind of a more, like, laid back type game. But, you know, I don't play.
You have the attention span for history, like research and history.
I could sit and read old newspaper articles.
What?
I can back you up on that one because I know for a fact you do.
I pay for the subscription service to, like, read archive newspapers, which I had it for free in college for, you know, actual research for college. But, you know, I had to actually now pay for it now that
that's
you know,
so
I'm
fine.
Not in college anymore. Yeah, but yeah, you just type in Pokemon and just sit and read, you know, all these newspaper articles. And I found cool, like, old ads and events. I'm obsessed. I just love it.
Yeah, I remember one time, it was probably within the past year, like, you had posted on your Instagram on a story of just like, oh, look at this cool newspaper article I found on a Pokemon event going on at a Paramount Theater in Anderson, Indiana. And I texted you and I'm like, that's like 10 minutes from me.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was really cool.
Yeah, and so now I'm like on this weird hunt to try to find somebody locally that, like, took pictures at the event or something like that. I can't find anybody.
No, there's nothing. It's so painful how hard it is to find old Pokemon media. And I just, like, it pains me knowing that there's probably so much footage and pictures sitting in people's attics and closets that have just, you know, become lost because they're not on the internet.
Yeah, literally developed pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so
wild. One of my dream finds would be actual footage of the animatronics at the defunct Pokemon Center New York store. There's currently no known footage of them actually moving and working. So I'm sure it exists, but I'm sure it's sitting on someone's, you know, old VHS tape sitting in their closet.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Like a home video. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, one of my main goals as a content creator is to grow my audience just so I have more people to ask, please check your closets, please check your attics, please find me this footage and photos of these events. So
all it takes is the one right person to see 100%. That. And they're like, oh yeah, actually I remember that. Let me go check my photo album. That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I actually got someone when I was doing a convention with my Pikachu car, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
They were actually at the very first Pokemon event here in the United States in August of 1998, where they had all 10 Pikachu cars there. And there was basically no photos online of this event. And she came up to me. She's like, I have pictures from this. I was there. And so she took pictures of them for me and like sent them to me on Twitter. And so now I have all these beautiful pictures of all 10 Pikabugs together. Still no footage from that event, but I was happy to at least get that. So
photos.
Yeah, that's got to be the, like, it's like, it's like fun and frustrating at the same time, because it's like the search is fun. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The treasure hunt is fun, but the frustrating part is that you know it exists out there somewhere.
Yeah. It's lost just, media.
Yeah, it's finding that one person. I mean, luckily now we live in a world to where it's a little bit easier to try to get a hold of that stuff. You know, you have Facebook groups and stuff like that that you can ask a mass amount of people. But that still goes to show you that even though we have all of this technology, how difficult it still is.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook groups have been helpful. It's funny because like that event where all the Pikachu cars were together was in Topeka, Kansas. And so I joined a local Topeka, Kansas group on Facebook. And I'm like, hey, does anyone have pictures or photos from this event?
Hey, fellow Topekans.
Like, it feels silly, but like, you have to go into like these like deep dives to try to find things. And sometimes, sometimes it's, you know, joining Topeka, Kansas groups on Facebook. Didn't like, have any luck though. People had remembered it, but they're like, I don't think I have anything from it.
That's funny. It's like joining one of those neighborhood Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, has anybody seen my cat? Yeah. There's a skunk outside. Everybody watch out.
The next door app.
That's funny.
Cringe.
So I know, obviously, you love to collect very unique items. Oh. And one that I know you would love to talk about that's sitting in your background right now is the animatronic Pikachu. If you're watching the live video or the video version on Patreon, you can see a Pikachu right there in the background that Grace is pointing to. And it's,
sweet child.
It literally is an animatronic Pikachu. So tell us what, I mean, essentially what this is. Like, what are we looking at here?
So I had briefly mentioned it earlier, but there was a Pokemon Center store that was opened in the United States from 2001 to 2005. Very short-lived store in New York City. And part of the store had a little section with animatronic Pokemon there. And it had a whole little show that went off every certain amount of time with music. And they made Pokemon sounds and moved and stuff. And I own the Pikachu animatronic from that show. And I didn't think any still existed after they closed the store, but
I love it so much.
He's so cute.
I didn't know they did that. I did not know they did that. It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
That's why I love being a Pokemon historian, because I like blow people's minds with just these crazy information, informational facts. So yeah, it was funny. I had someone reach out to me saying like his dad was like the architect of the store when they turned Pokemon Center New York into Nintendo World in 2005. And they were basically gutting everything in the store. And his dad saved this little Pikachu and he gave it to him, and he had held on to it all these years and he was looking to sell it and reached out to me. I'm not really sure how he found me. I'm assuming because I'm the author of the Pokemon Center New York historical website. So he got my contact information from there and messaged me about it, asking about it. I'm like, sell it to me, please.
That's so cool.
And I drove up to New Jersey to pick it up, and now he's happily in my collection, being adorable.
Do you think any of the other ones are still out there?
No, from what he told me, his dad said most, like pretty much everything got thrown out, which just breaks my heart.
That's
literally
probably like thrown in the dumpster type of situation.
Yeah, like we don't need this anymore.
There was a Charizard, a Scizor, a Wobbuffet. Little Diglets that popped in and out of the ground,
like Pichu. Little whack-a-moles. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there was a bunch of them, and all gone. So sad.
There's so much. I feel like there's so much from the Pokemon Center that's like, is it gone? Is it still around? One of the items being a pinball machine.
The pinball machine, yeah. So I joined a pinball machine Facebook group to try to figure out what the deal with that was. And I got in contact with the guy that built it. He's like, oh yeah, Pokemon commissioned me to build it. They basically built it from like some other, you know, pinball machine that already existed. I can't remember what theme it was initially, but he built it for them. And he's like, I never got it back. So I don't know what they did with it. that would be just insane grilled. And,
that's literally one of one.
Yeah, that was the only situation. One. Yeah. And they built that to promote the Game Boy Advance Pokemon Pinball release. Whatever year that was. I think 03 that was.
I think that was 03, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Lost a time. I was thinking maybe they, like, rented it from him and, like, gave it back. But he's like, nope, I never got it back, so.
Weird.
Maybe yeah. In their warehouse somewhere.
It yeah. could be. I don't know.
It's collecting dust somewhere.
I got in contact with someone that worked for Pokemon USA when they had, like, the New York office when the Pokemon Center New York store was open. And, like, they had saved, like, some of the Pokemon Center New York statues. Not the animatronics, but the little statues they had. And they did use those for the 10th anniversary event that they did at Bryant Park in 06, which is a year after the store closed. So that was a really interesting discovery. But after that event, like, these statues had not been seen since. So, and I have a whole YouTube video talking about all of these statues if you're interested. Like I said, I love making videos on really weird, obscure Pokemon stuff. So I have a whole video talking about the animatronics and statues of that store if you are interested.
Yeah, mysterious disappearance.
USME700 on YouTube,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
all right,
correct.
So go and subscribe, MuseMe700 on YouTube. I've watched them. I watched the deep dives.
Dude, I gotta go watch some. I gotta go watch the deep dive. I'm pulling this up right now.
Oh, Danny's taking notes already.
Yep, I'm taking notes.
Gosh. I've been slacking on making videos, but I have a whole list. Yeah, oh, it's so time consuming to do these research videos, but, you know, it's worth it. I love sharing the knowledge to everyone on these just weird things that have just been lost to time.
Now, when it comes to the Pokemon Center, and we've discussed this before amongst ourselves here, do you think there will ever be a Pokemon Center again in the U.S.? And if so, where do you think it would be?
It's unfortunate, but I feel like if they were to open a Pokemon Center store, they would have done it a while back. But I don't think it's going to happen. From when I was talking to a former employee of the store, I did a Zoom call with him, and he was just like, yeah, the Japanese Pokemon company was not happy with the way the Americans were running it. They initially had 5 Pokemon centers planned to open in the U.S. and one in London. The one in London was actually fairly far through with the progress before it got canceled. But the New York store was basically a test store, and it didn't pass their test.
It just
wasn't upkept the way they wanted. You know how the Japanese are very particular with how things are run, and they just were not happy with the way Americans were doing it. And so they closed the store, but they still had the lease on that location. And so they turned Pokemon Center New York into Nintendo World, which is still open today as Nintendo New York. And I'm curious to see if that's even going to be open after the lease ends. I think it was a 30-year lease.
Jeez.
So, yeah,
every time I've been there, and like I've spoken to the managers, and I was a part of like some of like the big launches for like the, you know, the different console and game stuff, and things seem to be pretty well ran there. They keep bringing in and out stuff all the time. It's almost like mini museums, like to show off like a bunch of cool
I like that little display thing they have there.
If there's like a new Zelda game coming out, they'll get a bunch of like vintage Legend of Zelda stuff.
Oh, that's
there's
cool.
A new Metroid game coming out, to do the same for that. And then there's still a nice big enough Pokemon section, but it still doesn't fill
soulless.
That void. But what always, you know, the best detail is still the door handles.
Yeah, the door handles are the only thing original left from
the
Pokemon
Pokeball
Center.
Door handles. And they're heavy doors, by the way.
They're solid brass. Like, they are nice.
Huge.
Now, do you know where the other locations were supposed to be in the U.S.?
I don't.
Okay.
I had found an old, I think it was a Pojo article that might have mentioned the locations, but I think it was going to be, like, big cities, like, you know, like, maybe, like, D.C., Los Angeles, Chicago. Yeah, places like that.
I would throw out a guess of Mall of America would have gotten one.
Oh my gosh, that would have been amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mall of America is still massive, and is like Nickelodeon really took over Mall of America, by the way. They have a huge, like, almost amusement park in there.
Yeah.
I have never been to Mall of America.
I want to go so bad. It's on my bucket list.
Oh, when I was a kid, I didn't care about going to Disney World. I wanted to go to Mall of America.
Mall of America's amazing.
And that's a true story. And I finally got to go in 2017, 2016, and I was so excited. The first thing I did is as I'm walking into the Mall of America, I called up my mom and was like, "Mom, guess where I'm at right now?
I'm at the Mall of America."
Woo! And I left without buying anything. I bought nothing while I was there because I was just
the experience.
Yeah, exactly. It was just all about the
journey. Overwhelmed by just not like even a everything. Churro. Nothing.
I would have bought a churro for sure.
I would have bought a churro
for sure. I would have bought a churro
for sure.
Yeah.
Do like churros?
Mall of America would have been great for a Pokemon Center. Absolutely.
I can see him doing like a Seattle.
Place to like Seattle.
Yeah,
well, Seattle, like based Seattle, Seattle, would make sense.
Seattle would make sense.
Nintendo's over there with the I don't want to say anything that get me in trouble. I've visited Nintendo. I've been in there, and there's a floor that we weren't allowed to see, but we can kind of peek our heads into, and it's the storage level where they had a bunch of vintage things you'd never be able to see again, and they just have it like in shelves.
That's what I'm like praying that there's still like a lot of Pokemon history.
That's
there.
So cool.
Me, I felt it. I know there's some cool stuff there, and I'll never be able to know.
My ultimate like non-existent grail that I want is the original store sign from Pokemon Center New York. It was like this beautiful big brass sign of the Pokemon Center New York logo, and I would pay so much money for that. Oh my gosh! But I want to get a replica made. Eventually, but to have the original would just be amazing. But I'm sure it was either Nintendo saved it, which I doubt, or it was thrown out. So I don't know. It would be so cool to own.
I never went to the Pokemon Center.
I didn't get
I
to
never
see
got
it.
To go either.
Yeah.
Only been, I've only been to Nintendo World.
So. Nintendo World. Same. I've been to both Nintendo World and when it was turned into Nintendo New York, and I don't know, it just does not hit the same.
Yeah. Understandably so.
Yeah. It just, it's a lot more hollow of a store. There's really not a whole lot going on. Like, it's very plain.
A lot of Mario.
Yeah. And let's shift gears here.
Good one.
No, I don't get it.
Yeah. Explain. Explain.
I'm about to explain to you. So Grace, I would say 2019 you purchased the Pikachu car?
I did, yeah, 2019.
The one of the infamous 10 Pikabugs.
Yes.
But then recently, 2022, you bought the Lugia PT Cruiser.
I did.
The only one known to exist.
Yes,
it's so cool.
Still doesn't feel real. It really doesn't. One of five that Nintendo created, and from my research, this is the only one left. And I
now haven't. we'll get into the Lugia PT Cruiser here in a moment. But tell us about the Pikachu car. So, what were these used for, and how did you end up with one?
So, when Nintendo was like, "All right, we got to bring Pokemon to the United States." From Japan, it had come out in 96 in Japan, 98 was the launch year for the US, and they wanted to launch it with a boom, and they spent a ton of money on the marketing. They bought 10 Volkswagen New Beetles, which were brand new to the market. This was the first time Volkswagen had relaunched the original Beetle, so they were a new hip car. They bought 10 of those, and they transformed them into Pikachu cars to basically drive around the country and promote the game. So, and I have one.
The fleet of Pikabugs.
It was called Poke Patrol. Was the
official
Stop
term.
It. Poke Patrol was the official
Is
name.
Is that like Paw Patrol?
Yeah, like Paw Patrol, like the show.
Free Paw Patrol. Yeah. But yeah, they had, actually in the hatch of the Beatles, they had a whole Nintendo 64 set up with a TV, so kids could actually try out the games in the car when they would do promotional events with these cars. So they'd go to like malls and I don't know what other sorts of events they went to, but anywhere they could really promote the
places
game.
With people.
So,
yeah. Places with
yeah,
people.
Places with people. Mm-hmm. And they traveled the whole country. And then when they were done with them, they gave them away in contests, which is super cool. Nintendo doesn't do anything cool like that anymore, but
didn't they sell one too? Wasn't one for sale like so, in a magazine or something?
There was one in Nintendo Power where they were like giving away just like a ride to E3 in it, but there was never one like officially for sale by Nintendo. Okay. The one that you're thinking of was the FAO Schwartz Beetle.
Yes.
So yeah. FAO Schwartz is a very bougie toy store in New York City, and Nintendo created one for FAO Schwartz to sell, and they actually got two orders at the same time, and so they ended up making two of these FAO Schwartz Beetles. Nintendo or FAO Schwartz had asked Nintendo, hey, can we do 50 to sell? And Nintendo's like, nope, two is plenty. So Yeah, that was like, it was never like officially owned by Nintendo, but it was done by the same body shop as the Nintendo one. So they're identical. And there's actually one that's still around in New York City, or not New York City, in New York. And I've talked to the owner of her. She still has hers that her dad bought her when she was a kid from FAO Schwartz. So she still has it. It's very special to her.
Yeah, it's a nice gift.
All right, what do you want from the shop? I want that Volkswagen.
Yeah, I would like that car, please.
Buy me that giant Pikachu car. You can't drive. I know, but I want it.
So is the FAO Schwartz one, is that considered part of the 10?
No, that was not part of the 10. So there was the first set of 10 launched in 1998. Then they did a second set of 10 a little bit later. I'm not sure what year those came out, but once they started like giving them away, I guess they realized they needed more. So Rachel's, Pika Freak Rachel, who you visited before, hers is part of that second 10 that they did.
Okay.
And then they did the two FAO Schwartz ones. So in total, there was 22 made total, but mine was part of the original 10 being a 98, and Rachel's is a 2000 for hers. So
that's so interesting.
I
got to say,
crazy.
I guess I did get to ride around in Rachel's.
Oh, it's so much fun. I wish I could have had you ridden in mine, but.
Oh, yeah. I know. We tried to make that happen, but hopefully soon.
Can we have a road trip? Wait.
Yeah.
How many seats have gotten there? What cruise? Link, right?
It's four, yeah.
Link cruise.
Yeah. And Lugia is four, maybe five. I don't remember how many seats.
I gotta say, like, riding around in the Pikachu car and literally just seeing people's reactions when they have a stop sign is like, you cannot replicate it.
No.
It is.
Wait, is it like this?
Close. Yeah. So close. And Rachel's even had, like the little Pikachu sounds that you could play on the outside.
Yeah, mine didn't have that for some reason. But yeah, the cars were initially installed with like sound systems, so you could actually like make the Pikachu sound for people to hear, but mine doesn't have that.
Now your Lugia one has the device, but it doesn't
work. Correct. It does not work. It has like a full sound remote in it, but I'm sure it's like a bad cable or something somewhere. We'll figure it out. But it's only had the car 2 weeks, so
yeah, it's one thing to pull up to the stop sign and get people's initial reaction of the Pikachu. And then you wait a couple seconds, then you play the sound, and it's like a complete revelation.
It's over.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I want to put that in mind really bad, but it's lower on the priority list in terms of restoring the thing. So
you should get a whole soundboard linked up to it. That would be so fun.
Oh my gosh.
Start playing the Pokemon theme song or something.
Yes.
So you have the Peekaboo car. Needs a lot of restoration.
Oh yeah, so how I got it... it's funny, I've been collecting, since 2010, and I had known the car had been in the state for years. I knew there was one in Virginia somewhere. One of my Facebook friends, I think when I was in like high school, freshman year of college, like posted, "Hey, I just saw a Pikachu car," and posted pictures of it sitting like in the Walmart parking lot that was right by my house. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a Pikachu car somewhere around here. So it was like my goal to try to figure out like who owned this Pikachu car. And I never really had luck figuring out because like I had the license plate and I had the VIN number, but you can't just like call up DMV and be like, "Hi, can you tell me who like owns this car?" Like they're not going to give out that information. And then one day I was just scrolling Facebook, one of my Pokemon groups, and there it was for sale. And I was like, and it was only like an hour from me. And the guy that I bought it off of, he was very reluctant to sell it because he was like attached to it. But he wanted to sell it to me because I was so close. Like, he's like, "You're only like an hour from me. It makes me feel a little bit better." So yeah, I scooped it up, but it had unfortunately been sitting abandoned in his, like, he lived like in the middle of nowhere in Surrey, Virginia, sitting in his field for like 3 years. And so it needed a lot of work and I'm still working on it. I raise money doing conventions, selling photos, sitting inside of it. But with the pandemic, like, it really killed my income for the car, not being able to do conventions. So I only really got like one summer of conventions for 2019 to raise money for it. And so I haven't had anything since then. So
you say it was like literally, it was literally straight up just sitting in his field. Like he just didn't do anything with it for that long.
No, I don't know how long it was. It was definitely a few years. And he had like a bunch of cars. He was like one of those people that just,
oh yeah. He's like, I'll work on that one when I get to it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And so the original decals were like completely sun bleached. Like they were like white. So I had to get those removed and do a clear coat restoration on it and clean up the headlights. And then the original tail that it had, I don't know why, but Nintendo made them out of wood. So that was like completely rotted.
Really?
Yeah. Solid wood. So that was rotted out. So I'm still in the process of getting a new one made from fiberglass, but oh my gosh, fiberglass is so expensive. Some of the fiberglass artists were giving me quotes that were like $1,500 for a new tail, and I'm like, I don't have that kind of money.
It's custom.
Yeah, it's custom.
Now, do you know where all 10 of the original
people I are? Don't. I know from my research that there's a total of 8 left of the 22 that were ever made. One is owned by a dealership in Illinois that just uses it as a billboard. So they just have it sitting in their parking lot.
It's like up on this like metal thing, right?
Yeah, they have it on this platform with like their logo plastered on the side. And it like breaks my heart because I did get the VIN number and I did confirm that is an official Peekabug, but they're using it as a billboard and they won't sell it. Like Rachel's talked to the owner. He's like, no, like I'm not going to sell it. Like he just uses it as like an eye catcher, which is cool. Yeah, I get that. But like cool. This is a historical piece. It doesn't need to be sitting out in the sun as a billboard. So there's one. There's one in Pennsylvania that I believe the original winner still owns it. I haven't talked to the owner. I talked like to the sister of the owner. I managed to hunt her down, and all she said to me was just like, he's not going to sell it if that's what you want. And I'm like, no, I just like
that. Say it like that.
Yeah.
That's what you're calling him out? No.
Yeah, she was very short with me. But they have Shorts one, so we're at 3. Pika Freak Rachel's. Then there's mine. Then there's Sean, who lives in Northern Virginia. I've met up with him because he only lives like an hour and a half from me. He has one that he bought out of Colorado from the original winner. His was given away during E3 2005. Was it E3? No, Comic-Con. Comic-Con 2005. I actually have a hotel key that promotes like that.
I have that same one.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Really cool. Wow. Little hotel key that like has like the promotion like, hey, your chance to win a Pikachu car. So he bought it off of him. Then there was a one in Mexico, but we haven't heard from the owner of that one in several years, so I don't know if he still has it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think that's all of them, unless I'm missing one.
That's
there's one in Wisconsin that I've talked to a guy that used to own it, and he's like, I'm still friends with the guy I sold it to, but I think he still like drives it. So those are the 8 that are around still.
I feel like it belongs in a museum. Like,
it does.
One of them,
and that's what I want to do with mine. I want to restore both and get them in a museum. My dream is to open a Pokemon museum. I think that it's just so overdue and would be so popular. And I have I have so many wonderful pieces in my collection that I want to share with the world. Like, I don't feel like one single person should own like the things that I have, like my animatronic. Like, I love owning it, but I want to share it with people.
Dude, just in your background alone, you've got enough stuff for a museum.
Oh yeah.
That's so cool.
So let's get to the Lugia PT Cruiser now. So like I said, it's the only one known to exist right now. Tell us how you came to own this, and was this as big of a promotion as the Peekabugs?
So the Lugia Cruisers, Nintendo created 5 of them compared to the original, like, you know, 10 to 20 that they did for Peekabugs. They definitely downsized a little bit. These were created for the launch of Gold and Silver in 2000. I don't know why they only did Lugia. They did not do Ho-Oh.
That's so random.
Poor Ho-Oh.
Yeah. They left Tommy out. Why did they
do Ho-Oh? Yeah. And same thing. They traveled the country promoting games. They also had the Nintendo 64 rig with the TV in the back. And they gave them away in contests when they were done. 2 of them Nintendo did repurpose into a promotional car for the TCG series, the Team Magma, Team Aqua series. I don't, like I said, I'm not huge on TCG stuff, but that one still exists in Ohio. But yeah, I was doing like the research, doing a whole Lugia Cruiser research video for my YouTube channel, trying to figure out where they all are. And I fell upon like this listing from Volo Auto Museum in Illinois, and they were selling one of these Lugia PT Cruisers cars. And I contact them and they're like, oh, that's an old listing. Like, we don't have that anymore. So I was like, who bought this?
Yeah.
Where it's did out this there. Car go? They didn't promote it at all. They were asking $19,000 for it. And I was like, do you have the contact information? And they're like, no, we don't have the contact information for who bought it, which was a little bit surprising to me that they didn't have that.
Maybe they just didn't want to give it out or something, like publicly give
it
out.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was kind of like at a loss at this point. It had been a few years since that listing had been up, and no one had come forward that they bought this car online. So I was like, oh no, I hope like a PT Cruiser enthusiast didn't buy it because it was low miles and strip it. That was like my biggest fear.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Could you imagine? He's like, oh, I just wanted it for the actual car.
Oh yeah, 100%. Oh my God. No, there would be some PT Cruiser enthusiast that would spend that kind of money to have a low miles PT Cruiser. So that was like my biggest fear. But so I would say a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I posted a picture of Peekabug in the Volkswagen New Beetle group on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, it was a nice day out. Took Peekabug out for a drive. And I get a message. It's like, hey, I see you have a Pokemon car. I also have one. Do you know anything about it? And he sends me a picture of the Lugia car. And I'm like, about it's fell you. Over. Yeah. And he told me that he bought it off the original winner who had had it for years and years and years. And basically he worked at the auto museum. Like the Volo Auto Museum also has like an antique store attached to it, and like this dude that originally won it like had his own like gaming store, and he would drive it to and from work. Yeah.
So as Lugia car guy.
He had unfortunately passed away, and so his wife sold it to who I bought it off of for only $2,000 just to get rid of it. So like the listing that I saw, they didn't actually sell it. They had no luck in selling it for $20,000. And the wife just sold it to this family friend, the guy I bought it off of. And
wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
Yeah. I remember that auction because I think we were even talking about it at the time when it was.
It was just like a really old listing. Apparently it had been up for a while. And it's still a live webpage. Like you can go see it. It looks like it's still for sale. Like they never took it down.
It's so random. So,
yeah, it's so random. But yeah, he bought it and he wanted to restore it, but like apparently he had like a bunch of other project cars. He was in the Volkswagen group because he's a Volkswagen enthusiast, and he just, you know, happened to see my post and was asking about it. And I kind of gave him, he's like, what do you think it's worth? And I sent him my video on the history of the car, and I'm like, I don't know, like you could probably get $30,000 to the right person. But he was like, I think I'm just going to like stick it on eBay, maybe for like $10,000. I'm like, well, if you only want $10,000 for it, like I'll totally buy it.
No eBay fees right here.
Yeah. And so, you know, we talk back and forth and we agree on a price. And now it's sitting in my driveway. So it's
that's so sick.
Quite a wild ride, but it's just unreal. I didn't think I'd even own the Pikachu car, but now I own both. Like,
to own both of them is just absolutely wild.
Absolutely incredible.
Do you think so how much work does this Lugia car need? Is it like a lot of work?
It's a lot of, luckily it's mechanically sound, like it drives, it's fine. It is a PT Cruiser. Like I imagine at some point it's going to give me a hard time mechanically because they're just notoriously awful, horrible, unreliable cars. But, you know, it's not like I'm daily driving it. Like it's mostly just going to sit. So I'm not like super, super worried about it, but it just needs body work. I can tell at some point it's been in an accident. One of the fenders is like, has been repainted and it's slightly off white to the rest of the car, which makes me crazy. Someone keyed it. So both passenger and driver's side doors.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, it has two gigantic deep key marks. So the whole
it was probably from a Ho-Oh fan.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
I just can't get the picture out of my head. That like, can you imagine the other person who's in the accident?
I was just thinking that.
Like what their thought process is. I can't believe you hit. What are you driving?
I got distracted by the tail, dude.
Yeah. Peekabug was in an accident too. Peekabug was rear-ended in the previous owner's hands. Yeah, so I gotta fix that too. But yeah, it was keyed, so I gotta repaint the doors and redo the decals, because unfortunately you can't just do like a touch-up on a scratch. It's just never gonna look right, so you gotta take the decals off and repaint it, and that's gonna be costly to get new decals printed and put on all pretty. The tail needs to be refinished. It's cracked and just not pretty. But at least there's a tail on, like, Peekabug.
Right.
And then just other, like, you know, nicks, dents here and there. So it's not horrible. I think the whole car could be done for, like, $3,000.
That's not crazy.
That's
bad.
Really not bad.
It's not. It's just a matter of, like, finding a body shop that I feel comfortable with, like, giving the car to do it right. And same with the decals. Like I'm so nervous trying to redo the wing decals and it's like not gonna line up correctly, and I'm just like, I'm like really anal about these things and it makes me so nervous just like giving the car to someone to like do it.
Yeah,
so yeah,
Well, I think you'll definitely get there. So now that you got the Lugia car, you got the Pikachu car, what is next on the list of grails for you? I mean, you got the animatronic.
It's
what about one of those Pokemon planes? Huh?
That's the only.
People joke about that. Like, great, the Pokemon plane next. Like, people are just patiently waiting for me to announce that I've gotten the Pokemon ANA plane.
It's the only next step up.
Yeah, it's only right.
I mean, honestly, like, I love collecting weird stuff because something comes up that I've never seen before all the time, and I throw it on my wants list. I can't say that I have, like, an ultimate grail besides, like, the Pokemon Center New York sign, but I have little confidence that still even exists. But then again, I didn't think any animatronics existed, one sitting in my collection. So, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just the joys of waiting as a collector and seeing what pops up and what I can get my hands on. So,
what about one of those animatronics from Pokemon Life?
The puppets. So I have, I have a story for that too. I haven't told this on my Instagram at all. So, I know Chadtronic, the YouTuber, did like a whole history video on the abandoned puppets that were found in a theater in Canada.
Which is that story alone is just
yeah. So but what's wild. Crazy? I knew about that before he made that video. So
I remember you telling me about it.
So. I just fell upon these pictures on Google doing research for something else of just all these abandoned puppets. And I'm like, I need to save these. So I try to reach out to the owner of the building. Never heard back. I found another person like associated with the theater that was part of like this like restoration group. And I talked to her and she was like not convinced there was anything in there. She's like, oh, I've worked with the theater for all these years and I've never heard of any just abandoned theater items being left in there. I'm like, I promise you they're there. Here are pictures and video evidence that it exists.
They were here,
just go look real quick, please.
Yeah. And so, but she just wasn't convinced. So like my next step up was going to be to drive to Canada to go see them and like, or like to go like meet this person in person and like, see if I can get her. Yeah. Basically meet with her and see if she can have me come in. I wasn't gonna like break in or anything.
I was basically just gonna go
to her office and talk to her and see like, hey, are you willing to like let me in and do like a quick tour? But this was March of 2020, so I go to the post office and I file for my passport, and then the borders close because of the pandemic, that was the end of that. So, and then Chadtronic released a video talking about them being abandoned. I'm like, all right, I have no hope now that they're there, now that the world knows about it. So it would have been really cool to rescue them. Figuring out the logistics was kind of silly though. I was gonna like rent a U-Haul in Canada and drive it back, and I'm like, how am I gonna get through customs and explain to them why I have like these creepy
this is
puppets
my half falling apart Golduck?
I was like, I don't know how we're gonna get through customs with this, but yeah, that was kind of like the dream to save them, and that would have been a really cool to have in a Pokemon museum too.
Wow.
I don't know if they're still there. I mean, this has been, it's been, you know, 3 years now, and
well, you still got the passport.
Yeah, still have my passport. I don't know if the borders are back open or what, but I don't know. I might make a trip up there still.
I'm not sure. I think you can go to Canada now.
You can go to Canada.
But who knows? I hope they're still there. But they were going to turn the theater into like a condo or something. So I'm sure they're going to get thrown out at some point, unless
with the haunted
saves
puppets.
Them.
They got haunted Pokemon puppets in the basement,
or like vandals trashed it. Like I just don't have much hope.
That lady's going to go down there that you talk to and be like, huh, she was right.
I don't know why she didn't believe me. I'm like, here's the literal footage of it being like sitting in there.
Just
yeah, not I'm like, walk, clearly you've walk. Never walked in it, because I swear to God, they're sitting there. So yeah, that's the story of almost owning the Pokemon Live puppets, but
wow. You're like, so you're so
the jumbo jet.
Yeah, the jumbo jet. You're crazy resourceful. Flow, right? Like incredibly resourceful at this. How many groups are you in, like group Facebook groups?
I have no idea. I recently joined one. I did a whole video on the, not a lot of people know this, when they released the first movie VHS, there was 5 golden VHS tapes hidden among the tapes, and you could win a trip to Japan if you found the golden VHS tape. And I had, like, Pojo posted, like, updates of when one of them was found, and, like, I found... They would only post, like, the kid's first name, not the last name, and then, like, the city they lived in. So I would, like, join... I don't even remember what city it was. It was somewhere in, like, New Mexico or somewhere completely random. And I, like, joined a Facebook group and be like, is there a kid named Jonathan that won a golden VHS tape back in 1999?
Searching for Jonathan? Just go through the yellow pages. Every person named, like, Jonathan. Hello?
I didn't post a last name. I was like, if I had a last name, like, that would make life so much easier, but no last name. And then same with, like, I did manage to find a winner of one of the Lugia PT Cruisers from Reddit, which was really cool. He had to submit it, like, a cover of the Pokemon theme song, and I managed to actually find the original video on one of my archive digs. Basically, I used the Internet Archive, which shows websites how they were back in the day, and they posted, like, the winning video of the guy that won, like, the Lugia Cruiser for doing this cover theme song, and I managed to download it and get it to work, and it's hilarious. I need to post it to YouTube. But yeah, you want a Lugia PT Cruiser doing a cover of the Pokemon theme song, so...
That's wild.
Yeah, but he ended up he ended up stripping his Lugia Cruiser because apparently, like, it kept getting vandalized, and so he took everything off and just turned it into a regular white cruiser.
That's sad. So, that's probably why the other one got keyed or whatever. Like, people just want to mess with stuff. Yeah,
people are awful. Pokemon haters.
Haters.
Well, you know what? We are 45 minutes in.
It's like, well, maybe like a half hour, but I got a lot to talk about.
I know. I feel like
we could talk for another couple hours. We're good.
I feel like there's literally stories to talk about for days and days and days. So you'll 100% have to come back
and
continue the talks of just, like, all the randomness.
All the weirdness of Pokemon history that I study. And
we'll have to get, because you're discovering something new, I feel like, every week.
All the time. Oh,
so you'll have to come back and give us updates on like certain things and stuff like that. So
I would love to.
That would be a lot of fun. And but thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I love informing the world of what I do, because it's kind of weird to explain to people. Oh yeah, I'm a Pokemon historian and archivist. So, like, what does that mean?
Certified
according to Real Breaking Nate.
Yes.
I got the Real Breaking Nate stamp.
That's right. That's right. So everybody make sure you go give Grace a follow. Mew is me. 700 on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Go there for all your Pokemon historical facts and updates on some of this unique stuff. So do that. Go show Grace some support and some love. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate it here at the Shadowless Podcast, and I know Grace would appreciate it as well. Oh, and once again, Grace, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Well, that was fun. However, the podcast is not over. There's still more. It's action-packed this week. Action-packed. Oh, yeah. A lot's going on. Part three of the podcast, technically. Part three. So I got to do the usual intro right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! I got it. That was a pretty solid one.
That was good. I'd say you want at least a A-.
Nice. Wait, not a regular A?
Why? You're not appreciative of that?
No, I'm appreciative of the A-. I just thought maybe there was, like, somewhere where I could
A-plus?
Do better.
George,
no,
A-plus?
B-plus.
Oh, what? No, I think maybe we didn't read over the rubric right, like the criteria. I feel like I may have
rubric. I haven't heard that word in a long time. That brings me back.
The rubric cube.
I always hated them.
Yeah, always hated them. Anyway, I'm excited about the news. We don't bring back. I think it was all like the history, the class, like the idea of, like, school was on the mind. Sorry, I brought up rubric. Didn't realize it was a touchy subject.
It's okay.
A-. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. But I do have questions, and I will stop by after class and ask about it. So it's fine.
Anyways. what we're going to discuss this week, usually we have a few different... Are you okay over there?
No. Do we, me? Do we, Jordan? So my are you talking about me or Jordan?
I was talking about you, Danny.
Oh, what I do?
My upstairs neighbor is a dancer. She is dancing directly above me. You know how like you can hear your upstairs neighbors like step around when they're walking up there and stuff?
No, because no. I live.
Oh, of course. Well, if you've ever lived in an apartment, you know what I'm talking about. I'm on the first floor. There's somebody on the second floor. You can just like hear their footsteps and like hear them talk sometimes, whatever. She's dancing up there. She's a dancer, like a professional dancer, and she is dancing, and I hear it, and it's so loud, but it's kind of fun because it's like, wow, the house is alive. You know? Don't stop, make it loud. All right.
Can I go on to the topic? Is that okay?
Yeah, actually, that's fair. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. We're going to have a 5-hour long podcast today.
All right. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. So, Pokemon Go. The TCG is what we're really going to be discussing here in the news segment, because I think it deserves its own time to take up the entire bit of news discussion here, because we have wondering about this set for weeks here on the podcast. What is it going to be about? I think one of the main things that we were wondering is, what is the artwork style going to be? We were very curious. Are they going to use the AR mode in Pokemon Go and like use real world background scenery with the Pokemon Go TCG? And if you want to head over to Pokemon.com, you can see, you know, if you go to the press release section, you can see like images of everything. They also have articles up there as well. However, you can also head over to Pokebeach.com and you can look at images there as well. So this whichever site you want to go to. But we have figured out what the artwork style is going to be, and it seems to be a mixture of
sorry, I'm trying to keep it together.
Do we need to
calm it down, Danny?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go on.
calm down.
Sorry, tone it down. Whew.
You good?
Yeah, no, take I'm it. Good, go on. You can go on.
All right, well, I'll try to move on here. You seem to get upset with like when the attention's not on you. Like you have
I'm
to.
I'm sorry. No,
you have
no,
to, like,
no. I
bring
just
it back to you some way.
I like to chime in, and I'm sorry. You need to go. You can continue on. I do like to chime in. Okay, you go on. I won't say anything.
No, I want you to say stuff. All right. So the Pokemon Go artwork here, it seems to be a mixture of. You're right. We'll go ahead. Well, you know what? We'll give you a few seconds here to.
No, we lost it. I'm back.
Recoup.
I'm back. Go on. No, I'm good. Okay. Deep breaths. Okay, I'm good.
All right. You're back.
Jordan, stop it. Keep looking at Jordan. He was making me laugh.
Don't look at Jordan.
I'm sorry.
Don't look at me.
Don't blame Jordan.
Just look at Nate. And the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, just look at the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Got it. Yeah. I'm not. I wouldn't. No.
Remember, we're talking about the artworks here.
Yes.
Talking about the are they AR mode?
Or are they not?
Is that what we expected?
So here's the thing. I have to admit, I'm a little underwhelmed by the artwork on Pokemon Go. Cards.
Just because you were expecting the AR mode.
It literally, this feels like a regular Pokemon card set with like a couple of them. Like there's a Pikachu, there's like a Eevee card that are like kind of with a human, like a regular kind of person. But it's like the rest of them could just be in any other set. Like, you know, there's like regular artworks.
I was going to say it is a mixture of like typical TCG artwork that we see, which is fantastic artwork. I mean, don't get me wrong there. But then also like a computer generated, like real world background for some of them. So like the Magikarp is, you know, there's a bunch of them like in front of a pond and on a pond. It looks like very real world ish. However, none of the artworks are actually real world scenery. Right. Yeah. So, and I'm sure there's probably some sort of like, I would imagine some sort of legal issues with that of, like, you know, having to clear something to mass produce it, you know, things
like that. Yeah, like somebody's photo, somebody else's art or something like that.
Right.
If it was like, a, yeah. I did notice there's a Gyarados card that may have a landmark in the back. It looks like the Empire State Building is behind the Gyarados, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
It could be. Yeah, like, I can see that. It looks like it's something, which is like something that we were talking about. Like, are they going to put one at the Eiffel Tower? Are you going to have a card at Big Ben? Like, are you going to have them all over the world? So that's like a first step. And not all the cards are out, but I was hoping that it would be more of like that. And, you know, instead of, like, any of the other styles that we see in a lot of the other trading cards. Just because it is, like, a special Pokemon Go set.
So there is a total of 78 cards. The set releases on July 1st. And even though it's not AR style, I gotta say I'm still just as hyped for it as I was before finding this out. Even though it's not AR style, like, I'm just excited to finally have that integration of Pokemon Go and the TCG. And it's neat to see
it this long.
Right, I am too. I am too. Yeah. But it's neat to see Pokemon Go represented in the card game. And I think what kind of gets me really excited is like the trainer cards, like having a Pokestop trainer card. Spark, a lure module, like having all of that stuff, and finally in the TCG is like really, really neat.
Like the specific items that are only in Pokemon Go. That's pretty cool.
And every card except for like ultra rares have the Pokemon Go logo stamped on them.
I was wondering if that was a promo or not. And I think your thing is correct. So I was like, are these like tin promos or something? You know what I mean? Like different promo cards. That's why they have the stamp. No, it's literally the commons, uncommons, and rares.
Everything has it.
And the other ones don't.
I don't like the stamp.
Hmm?
You don't like the stamp? I mean, that's the Pokemon Go logo.
Yeah,
but there's something about it where it's just like, I don't know, it takes something away from the card for me.
It's too intrusive for you.
It's a little too intrusive.
Okay.
If it just said go, be fine. But I think it's the fact that it has like the whole word of Pokemon and then like, I don't know, there's something about its placement. I don't know. And then the fact that some cards have it, some cards don't based on the rarity.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out why those ones did not. Yeah. And I, like, legit, prior to this, I was like, oh, maybe it's like the promo ones too.
I don't hate it.
The
it's just,
rares don't.
I love it.
Hmm. It makes it feel like it's more of like an exclusive drop, you know? Like, it feels like it's like a promo set or something.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing.
Yeah, usually when we see like logos like that in that corner, like pre-release promos, we usually see the set logo on there
celebrations
as well. Yeah, so it makes it feel like it's some sort of promo situation. But it is interesting that the ultra rares don't have them. But it seems to be this set is kind of featuring Mewtwo. That seems to be kind of like the superstar of the set is Mewtwo, because like the Elite Trainer Box have the Mewtwo on it. So
There's a lot of Melmetal. How do you pronounce that? Is it Melmetal?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Melmetal cards. Well, I mean, maybe it's just like...
Well, that one makes sense because that's where Meltan and Melmetal was introduced. So that, that makes a lot of sense to have that in there. 78 cards in this set. We have not seen all of the cards. I would say probably 20 of them have been revealed out of the 78. We don't know if there's going to be secret rares. There might not be secret rares.
There's got to be. There's no way they would.
It's safe to assume, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. I would say I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of secret rares in this set. I think maybe six?
Six secret rares?
I would say six.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if the set's only 78 cards anyways.
Right? Like, I imagine...
What if they end up doing, like, a trainer gallery thing where they just have a whole nother subset within it?
They could. They absolutely could. 100%.
And that one could feature the AR cards. I'm still holding out. Okay. I'm still hoping that there is AR Pokemon card, like, screenshots from Pokemon Go.
Maybe
that would be so sick.
Like, the big chase card will be, like, an actual AR. I mean, you could be onto something there. Absolutely.
It'd be so cool.
Now, it does say that there is still a Radiant Venusaur, a Radiant Charizard, a Radiant Blastoise, a Dragonite V-Star, and a Melmetal V-Max in the set. The cards haven't been revealed, but we are getting a shiny Charizard inside
Radiant
of the set.
Radiant Charizard, you say?
Yeah. Radiant.
I predict good sales for this set. if my track record for it's a good set. It's gonna be great. It's gonna do big numbers.
Specifically, the big three in shiny.
Hey, Blastoise is there,
right? Yeah,
look,
three of them.
Pokemon remembered Venusaur.
They did.
That's good. That's good. You know, big props for that.
Now the there's gonna be so many different products released for this, even though it starts releasing on July 1st, there's different products going to be released over different periods of time. Now, the regular set has the trainers of like Spark and Blanche inside of them, but the full art version of those cards are actually going to be in the special collection boxes.
I love them. And these full arts are so sick.
I think the pins, we guessed what the pins would be, and we're basically 100% spot on with that. It's just the symbols of the different teams, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting they're putting the full arts in the box.
It makes them look nice. I think they look really nice in there.
It does make them look nice. I like them. Like I said, a little surprised that they just didn't leave those in the set.
Has there ever been a trainer box like this, or just a collection box like this, where the sole main card is a trainer card?
We had the XY, like big $100 box that had a bunch of different like full arts and
stuff. Right, but like a solely like $20-$25 box by itself, where the main feature card is just a person.
I don't think
so either. Because this is like the distinct three teams too.
Yeah, I think that's really, really interesting.
It's got packs? Six packs, the promo, and the pin.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I will say my favorite artwork of them is Blanche, for sure. The blue in the background looks really nice.
I agree
with
you. I like Candela.
Candela's really nice too. I like Spark's, the sun rays coming off Spark from behind him.
Yeah, the colors on that one are sick.
They're all really cool, but there's something about like that blue in the background. Just it's very like, I don't know, the card's very
matching.
Yeah,
and not the northern lights, but what is that? Maybe it is northern lights.
Yeah, the northern
like
lights.
Yeah, something like that going on in the back.
What
the
is
mountains.
That? The northern lights? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We also got the Pokemon Go collection Alolan Exeggutor V. So Alolan Exeggutor getting a lot of love in the Pokemon Go era. So there's an Alolan Exeggutor V in the set, and then there's also an Alolan Exeggutor V in this box. Two different artworks. Same card, essentially, with the moves and everything, but one of them is a promo with different artwork.
Yeah. And the promo, you'll note the promo V does have the Pokemon Go stamp on it.
That's right.
That one does.
Right. Why are they doing that? That's confusing. So the regular V or V stars or whatever does not, but the promo ones do.
Also, those full art trainers have that stamp as well. So
yeah,
that yeah.
Oh that's... yeah, that's interesting. That fits well on those in the corner because it's like right underneath or right above like the little supporter text there.
Why? I wonder why Alolan Exeggutor for a box. Very kind of random. Like I would think it'd be like Melmetal.
I think we've already gotten a Melmetal one. That's the thing. They're just like, let's do something different.
That's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a point
and
there.
I feel, do we have an Alolan Exeggutor box at one point?
No, I don't think we did.
I try to think back. I don't think there's anything that related to it, but I don't know. It's cool.
We also got the Pokemon Go tins, which there's a Snorlax tin, a Blissey tin, and a Pikachu tin. But it looks like all of them have the exact same promo.
I feel like that's a placeholder. I think there are going to have individual special cards in there. I think
It does say one foil promo card featuring Pikachu and then an additional foil card featuring either Pikachu, Snorlax, or Blissey. So you're technically getting two promo cards inside of each
one. Oh.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
And this is just extra Pikachu, I guess, right here.
Yeah, I was under the impression, because they had the Snorlax and the Blissey in the set. I was like, well, maybe it's like a version of that that they put in there. It just wasn't on the art yet.
And you get a sticker sheet.
Oh, finally.
Finally, yeah, I know. Finally.
I'm sick.
So those release on July 15th. So like I was saying just a little bit earlier, some of the products release later. And then on August 5th, almost an entire month later, we get the little mini tins. Mini tins are back once again with Magikarp Pikachu, Snorlax, Blissey, and Eevee.
Yeah. Nice. And those just come with two packs, a coin, and then the little sheet of like cardboard thing with the art on it.
Yeah, so the typical Pokemon mini
art
tin.
Art card is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Typical mini tin stuff. And then going into the Pokeball tins.
Yeah, so it looks like we're getting the Pokeball, the Great Ball, and the Ultra Ball reprinted, but that branded and inside is Pokemon Go. So
interesting.
That's cool. So it's the same ones as before from the look, but the insides and the wrapping are just a tad bit different.
I was hoping for the, what?
I was just going to say, and a sticker sheet.
Oh, wow. A sticker sheet. I was hoping they were going to go for like a different shape. If they were going to do something like this, like it would have been cool to see like a lure module shaped tin, or like one of the exclusive, like the specific items from Pokemon Go as like the shape of it. You know, something that's like more iconic and like a raspberry or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's a little bit easier to just produce a spear though.
Yeah, you're right, but like, come on, it'd been cool.
It would have been cool. So it looks like, it looks like the two like big, you know, like there's always like big expensive items on these special sets. It looks like, you know, Elite Trainer Box and the Radiant Eevee Premium Collection are the two like big go-tos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That Eevee card, I love it, but I'm also extremely jealous of the Japanese renditions of the Radiant cards. They're so pretty. Yeah. Like, they're refracty in, like, a bunch of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, so jealous. Then we got spoiled with seeing those in Battle Region and whatever else, where it's like, now ours is, like, regular texture. It's like,
It is going to be interesting to see the rest of the set. I feel like there's definitely still some surprises.
I'm super pumped to see what else. Yeah, because they've dropped, like, I think, like, 30 max right now. I think 28 different cards they've shown the art for out of the 78, not including secret rares.
There's definitely some surprises in there. I think they're holding on to something really, really good to wait and show us. So I'm pumped. Wait. Just from what I'm seeing, I'm pumped to open up this set and start adding it to the collection stuff and see if any of these cards make their way into competitive, too.
Yeah. What product are you most excited about then out of these ones they've shown?
You know what? I mean, I like the Radiant Eevee. I like the pin and the playmat that you get with it. But something about the collection boxes with the full art trainers.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to.
It's unique. I don't know.
Caught my attention.
I like
it. Yeah. I think they're going to stand out really nicely on the shelf.
Because they could have easily just been, okay, the birds.
Yeah, that's honestly what I thought they were going to do.
Yep.
I think
when we were talking about it, that's what we predicted was the bird.
It seems like it makes sense, but this is cooler. I think this is a good idea. I do think somehow those three birds will still make it into this set itself.
Oh, they have to.
I think if they're not, that's a little weird because they're literally on the symbols of the different teams. But, you know, I think this could be a cool little mini set depending on what else is going to be thrown in here. I think Danny's up to something good here with the, as opposed to usually not being up to something good, with the thought of maybe there is these AR cards, but they're the secret rares, or they're a subset, or they're, you know, very hard to pull, to the chase cards, which could be, you know, cool to make them more unique. So,
I mean, you do get 10 cards per pack, so it's not like a Detective Pikachu situation or a Celebration situation to where it's only 4 cards. So you're getting your normal amount of Pokemon cards inside of this that we're with this set. So I'm excited to see what happens with it. July 1st, which is honestly not far away.
We got like 2 months. Guys, Astral 2 Radiance months.
On what, May 27th?
End of May.
Or wait, when is that?
Yeah, I think it's May 27th. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, Friday, yeah, May 27th. And then there's another set, a Japanese set coming out on the 13th. Dark Phantasma, right? This, yeah, like next, a week and a half from when this goes up.
It's a lot to keep up with. But it's exciting at the same time.
Speaking of that.
Well, that's it for the podcast.
I have a very important
announcement. We want to thank you all for being here every single week.
I have to share something first. Excuse me.
Thank you for being afraid.
Hey, did you guys know that moose are a part of the deer family? They're actually the largest species of deer. That's really cool.
You know, if you're listening on, let's say...
No, you didn't know that. You did not. There's no way you knew that.
I didn't say either way, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I just feel like, once again, if you don't acknowledge it, you know, like I say words, and then normally how a conversation works, I say words, and somebody else says words, and somebody else says, you know,
I have a moose fact.
Back and forth. Yeah?
Talk to you later.
What?
No, thank you for being a friend.
But yeah, so moose and caribou are actually a part of the deer family, and I did not know that. And mooses, is it just moose?
Meese.
Moose? Meese?
Yeah, meese.
Meese are the largest species of deer.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
There's over 60 species of deer, if you're wondering.
60?
Why did you look up those? Like, what made you go, this is what I'm looking up today for the animal fact.
I got no idea.
Absolutely, Jordan Fringe. Was there a nail on the head?
Was there something that you saw like on TV or just like a plushie or something that you're like, oh, I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, I typed in I typed in something right before that because we were talking about some animal right before this. And I don't remember what it was. And I was like, oh, I already did an animal fact. Oh, it was birds. We were talking about birds. And then
okay.
I was like, oh, no, I already did one on birds. And so then I thought of the next best thing, which is deer.
Okay.
I don't know why. So in Michigan, we have a lot of deer. I'm not living in Michigan anymore, as you know. But white-tailed deer, very prominent. I'm pretty sure it's the state animal. So I was like, oh, yes, deer. Incredible.
We have a lot of deer on the mind as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of deer here.
Yeah. We don't got deer out here. I remember my friend Layla, I told her, no. She had mentioned that she saw a deer, and she lives, like, in L.A. And I was like, that's so random for you to bring up because those are everywhere. But they're not out here. Very rare to see a deer. And she told me a whole story on it. It's like, wow. You gonna...
You know, I just want to say that you're a dear friend of mine.
Thank you. Really?
Just wanted to put that out there, yeah. So. No, right. Another...
Listening to you is very endearing.
I hate it here.
All right, take it back.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, I'm endearing. I'm endearing as a person, I guess. I just bring the good animal facts. That's what I'm saying every week. Every week.
Dear Danny, thank you so much for the animal facts. Thanks, sincerely,
the deer.
Jordan and Nate.
Your dear friends, Jordan and Nate. So now you know that about mooses.
Mises.
Mice.
Yeah.
Really is that it? Is that it for the animal fact? I don't want to move on. And then you get upset. So I just...
I could go on to more if you would like. Like, deer are very good swimmers, and they also have great hearing and a fantastic sense of smell, but their eyesight is booty cheeks.
Okay. Do they wear glasses?
No, they don't.
They probably should if they're
I know.
Good eyesight.
I don't think they've gotten to that point yet. They worked their way up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I appreciate you bringing an animal fact every week. You know what? You bring a new animal every week. You have
it's really.
I don't think you've repeated the same animal.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, you know?
So it's really a fact about moose.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Meese. All right. It was a good one. I'm glad.
Thank you so much for the moose fact. Super duper Danny.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I definitely didn't almost forget this week.
I was hoping we get through it with No, it's fine. You know, there's always next week. Always next week. You know, next week we do have a brand new episode of Heavily Played, our Patreon exclusive podcast, to where we will be essentially trying kid cuisine TV dinners for the first time in years and years. So we're going to give them a try and see how that goes on next week's Heavily Played podcast. So if you want to subscribe to us on Patreon, it is only look up Shadowless Podcast on Patreon. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate everybody on there right now. Thank you so much for making the podcast happen. Really, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, and that's it for this week's podcast.
It was a good one.
That was a good one. It was a good one. Once again, make sure you go give Mew Is Me 700 a follow on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and do a little deep dive into what Mew Is Me has been putting together when it comes to Pokemon history and content. So once again, a big thank you to Grace for being on the podcast. And, you know, if you're listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast, Spotify, anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor, leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week, right here on
the Shadowless Podcast. Yep, that's all I got.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.